In the north, contacts continue between the parties and with the British government to try to get the Northern Ireland Assembly and Executive up and running. It's very important that that does happen because Northern Ireland shouldn't be run by British ministers. It should be run by people elected to the Assembly by the voters of Northern Ireland. And it's also very important that Northern Ireland has a voice at the table when it comes to Brexit in the way that Scotland and Wales do at the moment through their first ministers. Unfortunately, it seems that some of the parties have been hardening their positions. But I believe, as George Mitchell, who was one of the architects of the peace process, believed, you can only bring about cooperation by compromise. And I think rather than hardening their positions, I'd like to see the main parties, the DUP and Sinn Féin, making some concessions and putting out the olive branch to each other. That's the only way that we can go forward.